vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You or Jayla? Yeah.
Welcome to Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Lindsay Weber.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And here is your edition of Who's There for the week of January.
It's not the week of, it's like 16th? The day of.
I don't know.
You can't say week of if it's like.
Well, the week of the 16th.
I guess it's still technically the week of. Yeah, you're right.
So
sorry,
the week of the 16th, the second week of January.
Still so old.
Nothing else is happening this week. Nothing at all. Nothing important.
It's the week of the... It's the week of... Yeah, it's the week of the... Why am I... The calendar is so confusing.
Okay. I'm just saying, to get your minds off the other traumatic things happening this week, we present you with some of our very own brand of mindless time wasting in the form of your calls. So let's just like get to it.
Let's get to it, because it looks like we have some comments. I love comments.
Hi Lindsay and Bobby. When I was listening to your recent podcast and you guys were talking about Donald Glover, I immediately thought of another male celebrity whose child's mother has been widely photographed, but never identified. Don't ask me why I knew this. It's Jamie Foxx. And he's not with her anymore, obviously, because he's now with a new woman that he never talks about, Katie Holmes. But I even Googled it to make sure that I wasn't wrong. And I found out that Jamie Foxx also never identified the mother of his 20-year-old daughter, to the point where when she was Miss Golden Globe, another recent callback, the mother didn't go. And the only reason I know this is because some website did finally bother to figure out who she was and identify her. And the apparent complete lack of interest about that might indicate why they're not bothering Donald Glover's girlfriend or partner or whatever she is. All right. Thanks so much. Love the podcast. Oh, and I'm sorry. I'm the same person who hung up before. I was calling from a hospital. Somebody walked by and gave me the weirdest look. I got super embarrassed. So hopefully this call is better. Okay.
Never apologize for how you know things. You know them because you know them. And you should be proud of yourself for really giving the 360 on this story. Right?
It's very helpful. And yeah, you should never apologize. Sorry, I'm too focused on these photos of the woman who may in fact be Jamie Foxx's baby mama.
Yeah. So there's two is what she mentioned.
There's two. But there's one who is allegedly the mother of their 22-year-old, of their adult daughter.
These pictures of her at Target are wild.
That's right. The pictures of her at Target, and it's just like, mom. I'm trying to think of a woman she reminds me of, and I can't. She just looks like mom in the middle of America. Just mom.
Yeah, if you want to see these photos, they're on Radar. So if you search Radar, Jamie Foxx, baby mama, you'll get where we
just
are.
The
so
most
if you want to follow along.
Non-Hollywood, like it's not, it's just a person. She's just a 40-year-old person.
Well, he paid also half a mil to get her a piece of property 40 miles outside LA to live in. And her, oh my God, her Mercedes sedan is listed under the Django Unchained star's name in his movie company.
Mm-hmm. She's a veteran. She's a former military person.
Tax preparer.
Great.
Tax preparer. She does accountant. She's an accountant. Anyways.
Maybe she's being called a tax preparer because she's not technically like a CPA.
Also, isn't it funny that this is the celebrity that is also someone whose baby mamas are secret, but his current relationship is also secret?
Yeah,
like,
I love it.
Or it's not secret. It is secret, but it's not secret. Like, he clearly is really trying to repeat these things, thinking that people won't.
He's like, it worked in the past, so it'll work now.
But it's not, doesn't work. I mean,
no, it doesn't work anymore.
Katie Holmes, it doesn't work. Sorry, no. You know?
And maybe that's why he likes dating Katie Holmes, because they both have these, like, very secret lives and histories that.
It's very kind of scandalous, isn't it? Like, these
kind of
very old Hollywood, in a way. You know, kind of the way that they would get away with hiding all these things because people didn't have internet and stuff.
It's old Hollywood. Yeah, the expectation of a successful con, like a successful attempt at hiding, you know?
Yeah.
They think that they can do it still.
Yeah.
It's so cool, honey, that you can recognize a Miss Golden Globe tonight. Talk a little bit about how that feels.
I mean, well, I've been here before and I've seen people do it, obviously, and I was like, wow, like, that'd be so awesome. And to be in their shoes today is, like, crazy. Yeah.
Now I'm a relatively new dad. My little girl just turned 5.
I know. I follow you.
So, thank you. So what advice could you have for me so I can make sure, you know, she don't end up on the pole and she ends up on the globe?
Hey, you might be getting this message twice because my call got dropped, but... this is Rebecca from L.A. I'm just calling because on the Eva Marie Martino segment about her night nurse, you mentioned that the way she capitalized it made her seem like a Marvel character. And night nurse actually is the Marvel character. She's never been played by Emma Stone, but the character that Rosario Dawson played on Daredevil and that Rachel McAdams played in Doctor Strange are both versions of night nurse. She's just a nurse who cures superheroes. She doesn't have any powers or anything. But just wanted to congratulate you on your crush. Thanks, love the show.
It's so rude that Night Nurse doesn't have any powers. Wait, she's literally just a night nurse.
Why is she called Night Nurse but has no powers? Like, is her power, like, being a nurse?
No, she's called Night Nurse because she's a night nurse. She's not called, like, the amazing night nurse. Night Nurse.
But that's what all these people are making it seem like. It's like, oh, there is somebody in Marvel, a character named Night Nurse. But
no,
it's
but
not. It's just some woman who's a night nurse.
I think the people who are fans of Marvel find it even funnier because I not only just coincidentally named a name of an actual character, but the fact that the character isn't even a superhero. Where it's like Emma Stone is just playing a woman isn't a superhero.
Do you think that the night nurse in Marvel also drops babies at night and is fired by Eva Amari Martino? Like, is that also part of this character's... Or do you think this character can successfully not drop a baby during her shift? I'm still confused as to what's going on here.
God, I don't even know. Listen to this. In the following two issues of the series, Linda, her name, demonstrates that her skills are not limited to the nursing practice as she performs detective work to help expose an incompetent surgeon. So, like, this surgeon was somehow involved with the superheroes, but I do love this line. Originally, none of the three nurses then used Night Nurse as a label, though the blah, blah, blah. One of the ways that they promoted Night Nurse was with this line, "More true-to-life adventures of Linda Carter, Night Nurse." Like, she's just Night Nurse. There are three different Night Nurses and their roommates.
What the fuck?
And they're best friends.
What?
They're initially best friends /nurses/night nurses. But then, quote, they soon bond over their shared loneliness and become best friends. And then the three Night Nurses somehow get involved in
Linda Carter, Georgia Jenkins, and Christine Palmer. So basically it was supposed to, oh my God, this is actually really sad. They were supposed to, wait, no, these issues were supposed to attract more female readers, but they didn't, and it only lasted 4 issues. There are only 4 issues of Night Nurse.
That's so sad.
That's so also sad.
They're always on the periphery of, like, bigger things. Listen to this.
We're both so excited.
When Dr. Sutton's career ends in disaster, she leaves New York City and her friends behind and travels the country, finding a job as a private nurse for a paraplegic at a spooky mansion. However, this particular position is short-lived. Really? Short-lived? It's like you know how Spider-Man is very New York?
Yeah.
The only way to attract women is not to create a female superhero that is very cool. It's
just
to create
a nurse.
A human with no powers other than, like, she's good at her job.
I know, and that's why it only lasted 4 issues. I'm glad we cracked this case.
Hi, I'm Eva Amore Martino. Welcome to the Happily Eva After YouTube channel.
Hi, Lindsay Bodley. Alicia here, first time, long time. I just listened to the call that talked about sports who's and them's on Dancing with the Stars, and I had to pull over my car to make this point. ABC owns Dancing with the Stars, which is also the same company as ESPN. So all of these sports them's that are on Dancing with the Stars are doing it to keep ESPN in their billion-dollar contracts for their leagues. So follow the money. All right, good form, Bella Thorne. Bye.
I love this girl. Follow
Synergy.
The money. Follow
Synergy.
The money. Follow
Synergy.
The money. First of all, props to you for pulling over the car to call us. I didn't
safe like, drivers.
Safe driver. Do not get so excited to get into an accident over this. But you are so correct. We should have thought of it. This is 100% why they're able to get this talent and why the talent would want to go. It's the same companies. Crossover.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you know sports stars always want to stay under the ESPN umbrella so they can be announcers when they are no longer playing sports.
So I was looking for this particular chart, but it's what your caller reminded me of, but it was, I'm not going to be able to find it, but if we find it, we'll tweet it. It showed the three major morning shows, which are CBS This Morning, is that even on anymore? Today, NBC, and ABC Good Morning America. But for these purposes, let's just compare Good Morning America and Today because they're the biggest ones. And it showed how their guests break down in terms of like outside talent, and NBC is owned by NBC Universal, so it's like it was some sort of staggering percentage, the number of guests and performers on Today who are part of the NBC Universal universe. Of course,
oh, yeah.
there's some overlap, like if there's a big movie then the people will go everywhere, but for the most it's something like 75-80% is all Universal stuff, which should be obvious, but it's easy to overlook because it just looks like sort of dumb mindless entertainment, but it's all very devious and it's all very synergistic.
Sure.
And,
I mean, this is like why
self-serving.
A publicist with two clients end up doing something together and you're like, oh, what do those people mean? It's like, oh, they have the same publicist, or their publicist mm-hmm. knows the other publicist, or they work for the same company which owns an umbrella of publicists. I mean, if the first thing you should always check if you're curious why two things are connected or related or happening at the same time or with two weird people who don't make any sense is if they have the same publicist or they're on two shows in the same network.
Or if they have two projects coming out at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
But anyway, very interesting. Caller, great job.
Can you play another one more call for me that is comment related?
Hey, Lindsay and Bobby. I hope you guys are surviving the last few days before President Trump. I just wanted to chime in, not with actually a question for you, but just with some SponCon. Specifically, can everyone please join the Who Weekly Facebook group? Today, someone posted a post following pretty much every actor that ever spoke on Friday Night Lights, and it is amazing, and more people should be receiving this kind of wisdom. So if you're not in the Facebook group, please join the Facebook group. Bobby, you're very inactive on Facebook, as you keep saying, but like, I honestly think you're missing out. Okay. Bye. Good form, Bella Thorne.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is the one you sent me this
Bobby
earlier.
Drag, a Facebook group SponCon of Bobby Drag, my two favorite things in the whole world. Shout out the hooligans doing God's work on the Facebook group. Bobby will never see it. Just kidding. No, he'll see it.
It's so rude to say that your favorite thing is when people drag me. Wow. The truth
also,
comes out.
I just want to say I just turned on my phone for a little... For whatever reason, and I'm looking at the Who Weekly Facebook group, and a wonderful guy named Patrick Brady Barrett from Limerick, Ireland said, it's January 18th in Ireland, so let me be the first to say happy birthday, Who Weekly. Did you know that it's our birthday? We're 1 year old.
Today is?
Tomorrow, on the 18th.
Tomorrow. Well, if we were in Ireland, it's today. Oh my God.
How great is that? How would you not go to this Facebook group every day of your life? That is so freaking nice.
We're a year old.
Happy fucking birthday to us.
Oh my God. Wait.
What? You double checking that?
No, I'm not double checking it. I'm just looking at to see what the other famous people who were born on January 18th are.
Oh my God, I love that game.
And let me tell you, it is a dead zone. Oh, we got Kevin Costner. We got Kevin Costner.
Any who's, though? What do you mean? Any who's?
Oh, Estelle. She's a who. Remember Estelle?
Yeah, like American boy.
That's yeah. American oh my God, Lindsay. Oh my God, Lindsay. Oh no.
What?
Oh, Jason Segel's there.
Who? Who? Who?
One of the Try Guys. Eugene Yang.
It's true. I just looked back and our first episode was posted on January 18th, 2016.
It's great. Thank you so much for telling us that, caller. That is incredible. Oh, Cary Grant.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Next call.
Hi, guys. This is Amanda, and I just want to know if you can seriously just talk about Rob Schneider and his words for Representative John Lewis. I would just like to say for the record, I live in Atlanta, and I'm black, and I do know black history, so we really, down here, we fucks with Representative Lewis the long way, the strong way. Who the fuck is Rob Schneider? I mean, like, outside of Adam Sandler's bitch boy, like, who the fuck is he, and how is he going to tell us who Martin Luther King Jr. is and was to John Lewis? For the record, he did realize that John Lewis actually marched and worked alongside Martin Luther King Jr. I don't know what he knows, but I just need to understand his relevance in the world these days, because let's be honest here, Adam Sandler's still totally balling, got that Netflix deal, but all those movies are shitty. I just can't. I need you to talk about it. I need you to read him or something. But we need to really discuss his relevance and how this even came to fucking pass. Love you guys. Love the show. I listen religiously. And good form, Bella Thorne. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I love that that call goes from, like, passionate anger to, like, very polite send off, like, oh, anyway, thank you so much. Good form, Bella Thorne. Love the podcast. Thank you so much. But it's just like, I'm mad. But also, I'm an adult.
Who is Rob Schneider? Let's just start there.
Rob Schneider is, as the caller said, Adam Sandler's bitch boy.
It's true. It's true.
Rob Schneider got famous on SNL. He started on SNL.
He was on SNL from 1990 to 1994, 4 years, which is actually a surprising amount of time for somebody.
You remember his most famous character is
Deuce Bigelow.
A piece of shit. No, that wasn't an SNL character. His most famous SNL character was the Rickmeister, the guy who would making copies, like the very irritating coworker who forcing conversations with people.
Yes.
So. His career began on being, like, a pain in the ass. That's why he's famous. He's a little measly, little piece of shit sidekick, you know? And not a particularly well-liked sidekick. He's always playing an asshole.
He was is close friends with Adam Sandler, and since his days on SNL, he has been in basically every Adam Sandler movie as some character, often racist characters. Like, he always plays, like, he's like played a Mexican character before, or like a homeless person. He's always playing some
he played his role in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry was literally Asian minister.
Oof. Yeah, but Deuce Bigelow would be his biggest TV character, let's say.
Movie character.
His biggest movie character. After that, he pretty much just has done a bunch of
he's prolific. He's still in so many things. He's in that, is it Hefty? Some sort of trash bag commercial that he's in where John Cena's, hunky grocery store John Cena. And then Rob Schneider is the shitty grocery store guy who's buying, the bargain brand of whatever. You know, have you seen that?
No.
You haven't seen that?
I don't know.
And there's, an old lady and she's, get out of my way or whatever.
I will say the other thing about Rob Schneider, which recently, before we even get to the Trump thing, is that he had a show on Netflix. Do you remember that? They gave him a fucking show.
No,
it was called Real Rob. Real Rob.
No, I don't remember that.
And I remember watching a little bit of one episode. It was the most, it was the worst, most racist thing. Real Rob. And it was about him being himself. It's co-starred his wife.
So he was trying to do like a Curb Your Enthusiasm thing? Wife.
Yeah, Patricia Schneider as Patricia Robb's wife. She is Mexican and younger than him. Okay.
Where is that written?
It's on his Wikipedia.
His Wikipedia page says she is Mexican and younger than him as a description of this woman?
In the cast list of Real Rob, yeah.
Hey, George, it's Rob Schneider.
What can I do for you?
You know my wife is Mexican, right?
Yeah, okay.
She wants someone to come and clean the house, and I figured since you're Mexican...
Who told you to call me Jay Leno? Listen, puto, I got money in the bank.
And his real daughter was in this? What a stupid... Oh, my God.
Let's remind people who his daughter is. Elle King.
Oh, well, that's his other daughter.
Who is a country singer.
That, like, hates him. Yeah. That's his other daughter.
Are we certain that the other daughter hates him? Is that, like, actual drama?
I mean, so. How could you not? She definitely doesn't want to be associated with him. And here's the reason why. He is very vocally, like, conservative. This week,
transition.
He tweeted. Yes. Yes. This week, he tweeted, the whole thing where Representative John Lewis, like, spoke out against Donald Trump.
Called basically. Him an illegitimate president.
Right. And so Donald Trump wrote something insane back.
He only talks, he's all talk, no action or something like that.
And then like a million people posted the photo of him like with Martin Luther King Jr. and like doing all civil rights stuff.
There's like 7,000 like, photos of him and Martin Luther King Jr. It's like, look, there's John Lewis. Look, there's John Lewis. Yeah. John Lewis like getting, like beaten up by a cop. You know, in a protest.
I mean, it's not funny, but it's almost funny how many photos there are. It's not just one photo. It's like thousands of photos of
more
Don
proof
Lewis.
Of like, more proof of Donald Trump's like profound ignorance.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you don't even know who John Lewis is, who, as the caller said, who's from Atlanta. Like, he is a hero there. He's a legend. He's a living, like, he almost is too good to be true.
Right.
You know, where it's like, this guy has not only did these things, but he's still alive and he's still doing them. Like, he's still working for civil rights.
No one asked, but Rob Schneider tweeted. like no one asked. No one ever asked. That's what I hate about Twitter. No one asked. And then Rob Schneider tweets, Representative Lewis, you are a great person. But Dr. King didn't give into his anger or his hurt. That is how he accomplished and won civil rights. Won civil rights. As if
he accomplished and won. It's over.
Yeah, he won the civil right. Good job.
Really great guy. So, like, he has to rely on ethnic stereotypes for comedy, which is a great sign of a comedic genius.
Yeah. I mean, he's just kind of, like, the worst. Like, Adam Sandler has, like, good things and bad things about him. I think you could always make the case that Adam Sandler is good, and you can also make the case that Adam Sandler is bad. He is pretty much, like, what keeps Adam Sandler bad, in my mind. In like in that, you know, it's like pro and con list that I keep in
where it's
my
like
mind.
when Punch Drunk Love came out and everyone was like, wow, Adam Sandler's serious, like real right. Real actor, and then he does another movie with Rob Schneider.
Right.
It's like, oh, never mind. You undid all of the progress. Let's move on because Rob Schneider is done. He's bad.
Rob Schneider was an animal. Then he was a woman. And now Rob Schneider is a stapler. And he's about to find out that being a stapler is harder than it looks. Rob Schneider is the stapler, rated PG-13.
Hi, Who Weekly. I hope you guys are doing well. So I have a very specific question. Can you explain who Anya Taylor-Joy is? It's Taylor-Joy. Who is she? Because I'm watching this video by W Magazine with all these celebrities singing I Will Survive, and it's all super famous people, all nominated for things. It seemed like Golden Globe themed, kind of, because it was all the relevant people, like Mahershala Ali is in it, and Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone and Matthew McConaughey, Amy Adams, Taraji, like big names, all them. And then there's this rando. And then I recognize her from the Barry movie on Netflix, so she's clearly a who, but like, why is she in this W Magazine video with all these thems? I don't understand. So yeah, Anya Taylor-Joy. Bye!
Anya Taylor-Joy isn't much of anyone right now. I think she's just sort of the young up-and-coming actress that we are being pushed, that we are being
convinced. I was just going to say, I feel like if you were an editor at a magazine making a list of like big actresses for like 2017, yes, like up and comers, she would be on it. That would just,
because
she would just be one of them.
She has only, She's only led two movies. Neither of them were big hits. One of them was actually a flop. The Witch did well because it was so cheap and it came out of nowhere and it was very scary. I loved The Witch. Mm-hmm. I will never watch it again. I was like very terrified by that movie. I was like very unsettled by it and like left the theater feeling very upset. But Morgan was the sort of, what was it like? It was kind of like Lucy. It was kind of like Ex Machina.
Yeah.
And it's Kate Mara, who's someone we talked about in the last episode.
It got totally shoved under some kind of rug somehow. And those, and that can happen for many reasons, like promotion wise and also timing wise. But I think this movie, it looked too much like Ex Machina and other movies that had been out recently, because it was, and it was also produced by Ridley Scott, but
his brother did it. Or it was his son. No, it was Luke Scott, who was Ridley Scott's son, made Morgan. So there was, you were supposed to have this name recognition because it was another Scott. And then there was, you know, there was Tony Scott, but then he died.
God, I didn't know that. So she was like this, Morgan in Morgan, which was a movie about a robot clone thing that got too much attention, whatever. And now she's doing press for the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, which actually looks really good.
Mm-hmm. There was a press screening tonight that I know a few people who went, and I'm dying to know.
I want to go. So it looks good. I loved his last movie, which was so cheesy but really satisfying.
People really liked it. I haven't seen it. What was it called? The Visit?
The Visit.
But this is Split. So it's Split. Sort of like The Visit was... came out of the blue and it made money and it did okay and people were saying, wow, M. Night Shyamalan is back. And now that he's like sort of back, I think Split is supposed to be his officially back.
The thing about M. Night Shyamalan is that he was really good at these like high budget scary movies, and then he went the opposite direction. Now he does kind of these like lower budget B scary movies, B films.
The question is, I mean, the simple answer is she is the woman that Hollywood wants to make the new It Girl, but she's not the It Girl yet.
Is she British? No, American.
Yeah, she's American.
She's American. Okay.
Next call.
Hi, Who Weekly. This is Britt. It's my first time calling, but I love the show. I just wanted to call and talk about the brand FabFitFun, which is the whoiest brand ever. All the whos are promoting it. I see it in my Facebook feed all the time. And I just watched Aaron Carter, and let's just say for sure he's a who, right? Number one. And also, the entire thing was quite pathetic. I think you should all watch it. At one point, he offers, if someone screenshots the order, he offers to follow them on Instagram for a whole month, which I'm not sure if that's appealing to anyone. Anyways, good form, Battlethorn. Love you guys. Bye.
Lindsay, you're going to take this one. I know you did a lot of research on this, and I want you to explain it to me. Because
I didn't
number
do a
one,
ton of research. Okay, you're really setting it up for me. But yes, go ahead. Do you
I'm
know
just
going to
say
this?
I know a little bit about it. The main thing I was going to say was that I have... I get very nervous. I'm immediately wary of box products, like monthly box subscription boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, this is a scam. This is a scam. It's a scam. It's a scam. It's a way to get rid of crappy product easily.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just immediately red flags. And so when I'm seeing this, I'm like, oh, another scam. And so I didn't look into it. But what is it?
So funny you say that it's a scam. I also agree that all box products are a scam. Basically, what's funny is that Birchbox like opened the door for like all of these things. I mean, you have boxes for dogs. You have boxes for men. You have boxes that are weed based. You have box, you know, every single industry now has this monthly subscription box that you can pay for and subscribe to and get a bunch of garbage. I think that the whole business model is like a gym. You join a gym and you never go. You join a box place and they'll just send it to you until the end of time until you remember that you're getting this box and to unsubscribe. You'll
it's what Fabletics it. Is. And that's why people get mad at subscription services, because you sign up, you forget, and then you can't do it.
Here's the scam. Never join a subscription service. There is nothing that you want that comes every month. I'm sorry. No, there is not. I can't think of one thing aside from an Us Weekly magazine that you need to get every month or every week sent to you. Right? There's nothing else.
You're right.
So.
And if you need it every month, and if you need something every month, you'll do it yourself.
You'll get it yourself. You will get it for yourself. You do not
It's like an important thing. It's an essential purchase. You don't need someone shipping it to your house every month.
This FabFitFun brand and box is really funny because you're right. They have maybe spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on advertising with influencers to kind of get that unboxing thing. Like, that is kind of the selling point of a box. It's like the experience of unboxing. It's exciting. Oh, you don't know what's going to be in it, and da da da.
And boxes photograph so well. Boxes are very Pinterest friendly.
They are. But don't forget, when you get a box, you are getting 95% promotion, because what's going to happen is the more that this box is popular, the more products want to get in it so you can buy more of the product. And therefore, basically, you are just paying them for nothing. Like, they are making all of this money from you and you're getting this stuff, but they're not actually paying for the stuff. You're just buying advertisements, and the stuff will get shittier and shittier as it goes on. I mean, I went to the website and I was like, what's in this specific box? Because FabFitFun doesn't really say anything. It's like, oh, it's a lifestyle box. Like, oh, is it makeup? Is it food? Is it whatever? And I go to this, and one of the boxes, can I just tell you what's in this box? Like,
please.
Okay. So you have a DVD, a DVD which looks like it has...
A DVD?
It looks like it has yoga on it. You have some oil for your face, a scarf, some eyeshadow, some... nail polish, a chia bar, and then, are you ready for this? A box of microwave popcorn.
What?
Right? This reminds me of, like, when I went to camp and my mom would send me a box full of garbage from the house, like, because all the other kids would get, like, care packages with candy in it. My mom didn't feel like doing that. So you just put, like, a bunch of shit from her pantry in a box and send it to me so I'd get, like, a DVD and, like, a hair clip and, like, peanut butter, like
a half-eaten bottle of Jif.
Yeah, like a bag with grapes in it. Like, anything she Jeez. Had. That's what this box is. I don't know, Bobby. Have you seen any other, like, good Instagram products recently that have been out of control? I feel like I see the same brands over and over again now.
I've been seeing less and less. I'm noticing fewer celebrities shilling, and I'm noticing just more sponsored ads that look like my friends' Instagrams, and then they're a little askew, so they're like, this doesn't look quite like a real Instagram photo, and then you realize it's an ad. Like, have you seen the one, there are some that look like, it's like a couple on the beach, mm-mm. and it's this couple on a beach, and you think it's that, and then it's a dog, but really, no, it's an Instagram thing for dog treats, and it's like, I really hate how sneaky the ads are now. Like,
just your friend.
Right, I would prefer to see the celebrity being like, oh, you gotta get this box.
Hey, Who Weekly, it's Jessica. I'm sitting here with my husband, Clint, and we're watching the Packers game right now. And I mentioned that, what's his face, Aaron Rodgers, it dates Olivia Munn, and my husband says he's never heard of Olivia Munn. And he was like, he called her Olivia Mudd. And I was just wondering if she's a who or a them. I think most people know who she is, but that doesn't mean she's a them. Anyways, bye!
Okay, so who is Olivia Munn? People have called about Olivia Munn again and again, which means she's definitely who, because people keep calling about her.
We push Olivia Munn off every week. We're like, ugh, we don't have to do Olivia Munn. We almost did it again this week.
I said to Bobby, it's like, you know, on Jimmy Kimmel, how he's always like, sorry, Matt Damon, we'll get to you next week. Like, that's the joke. I feel like for us, it's like, sorry, Olivia Munn, we'll talk about you next week.
And then I followed it up. Actually, I didn't follow that up at the time because I didn't have the time. But I'm going to follow up that with, no, Lindsay, I don't know that's how it is on Jimmy Kimmel, because I don't watch it enough to know the running gag.
Come on. Everyone knows the fucking running gag about Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel.
No, I don't know the running gag.
Okay, here's a fun fact. Did you know that Olivia Munn's real name is Lisa?
No.
Lisa Munn. Like Lisa Munn. Olivia's her middle name.
That's a good change.
Right. So Olivia Munn is...
You know, Michael Keaton is actually Michael Douglas, but there was already a Michael Douglas.
Did you know that Katy Perry is originally Kate Hudson?
Yeah, Lindsay, I know that. Okay.
So Olivia Munn, who is she? Who is she? I mix her up with Olivia...
Wilde.
Wilde constantly.
I do too. All the time. I always have to Google them to figure it out, but I will tell you who Olivia Munn is.
Please, I'm begging you.
I'm going to say two words, and I'll tell you who Olivia Munn is.
Okay.
Sloan Sabbath.
What? Remember? No.
Sloan Sabbath, the, like, famed economist on The Newsroom. Remember, Sloan? No.
You're the only anyone who watched The Newsroom, how dare you shame me for knowing a Jimmy Kimmel joke when you were doing, when you're going to build that up and then do a Newsroom reference?
She was so good on The Newsroom, but I don't know. She was on Greek.
Let's okay. She was on Newsroom. No, stop. Olivia Munn.
Newsroom.
No, stop. Olivia Munn is most known for early in her career. She was like a geeky gamer type girl. She hosted Attack of the Show on G4, which sounds like it's not a thing, but it was a big thing. She was like a big deal, and she was like famous for being like kind of nerdy. Like she was who's that redhead that is into games and does like that show? Whatever her
Candace
name is.
Candace Bailey.
No, the one that like is does like fantasy. Oh, I don't know her name. She's like associated with Joss Whedon's squad. She's always in the Joss Whedon stuff.
Whedon. I don't know.
And the girl that I'm thinking of is Felicia Day. You know her? No.
Oh, I know the name. Yeah. I know the name.
My point
is. But you're about to say Felicia Rashad. And I was like, excuse me, Felicia Rashad plays Wii U. I play Mario Kart, Felicia Rashad.
Okay, stop. So Olivia Munn got her breakout when she was the host of Attack of the Show, which was kind of a big deal. It was a big deal at the time.
It was a
because
big deal.
The internet was new, and like she was all over the internet all the time. And I remember when I worked at a freaking website that talked about the internet a lot, she was always like doing clips and stuff. And then wasn't she on The Daily Show, or was that someone else?
Excuse me, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. She was on The Daily Show, and I'd argue everything else that happened after that is not actually as important as her being on The Daily Show and Attack of the Show, right?
I'm still going to say Newsroom.
No, Sloan no Sabbath. One watched The Newsroom. Stop. No one watched it. Stop trying to make Newsroom happen and happen.
Well, fine. That's who Olivia Munn is. Oh, she's dating Aaron Rodgers, the sport
guy. Oh, that's the
guy.
Other thing.
That's why Clint knows who she is. Or that's why Clint would know who she is, according to Clint's wife. Sorry, I forgot your name, but...
Aaron Rodgers, brother of former Bachelor person Jordan Rodgers. Remember how they're, like, in a fight forever because, like...
They're in
Jordan
a fight.
Rodgers
they don't talk anymore.
Yeah, well, because Jordan Rodgers is a fucking embarrassment to the Rodgers family. And she's an actress now.
Olivia has been dating Aaron Rodgers for almost 3 years. They live together.
Good for them. Is there any way that we can, like, help you... tell a difference between her and Olivia Wilde? Is there some sort of thing we can make up so you know the difference? Like, Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn Newsroom. Because it ends with N. Starts with N.
No.
And then Olivia Wilde was like the wild sort of girlfriend on the OC.
Are you fucking kidding me with that? That was the worst. That was awful.
There's no way to differentiate those two Olivias. It's gonna be an awful mnemonic device no matter what.
How about Olivia Wilde's
Olivia Wilde has a child with Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, so it's, you can just say like Olivia child Dave Jason Sudeikis.
Because I can picture Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis together, and then I'm like, oh, she's Olivia Wilde. Olivia Munn and Olivia Munn. Aaron Rodgers wants none of Jordan Rodgers.
No, why are we identifying them both as their fucking boyfriends?
Well, because they also have famous spouses. It's like you're just comparing them to another famous person.
I like your Olivia Wilde one. Olivia Wilde has a child with Jason Sudeikis.
Or just she was wild in the OC.
No, that's bad. And then Olivia Munn is
she's
not
like, is the manager of like
her.
The place. The like, what was it called? The like club.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What are you doing with me?
Picking up a pint of Cherry Garcia and renting some DVDs?
Sleeping over, hanging out all the time, borrowing my clothes. Things that never happened with Seth when I was dating him.
Oh, Seth's not really your size.
Point is, we're never going to figure out a way to differentiate these two. But if you can, tweet at us, use hashtag Munn or Wild. Or maybe the solution is a new hashtag. So maybe you have a new hashtag. You have to help us out because we can't do this. Our brains are shot.
The hashtag is Mun or Wild, hashtag Mun or Wild. And then you have to tell us how you can tell them apart, yes, some sort of way. But let's consolidate. So hashtag Mun or Wild.
Hi, guys. It's Ellen from New York, and I have a You've Got Mail to pitch for you. So in most sequels, a lot of times you get enemies in the previous one, like, teaming up for a common goal. So you're going to have Kathleen and Joe teaming up to join Frank Navasky to save the last electronic typewriter factory in New York City. Everybody's back. Steve Zahn has opened, like, a very successful eucalyptus candle business. You got Parker Posey all doped up on Ultra Dorm. And together they fight a common enemy. And I think the baddie in this one is played by Alan Tudyk. Is that his name? Because he's funny. And so that's it. And love the show. And thank you. Bye.
It's great. Warms my heart. So I guess we will see you next week. Have a great weekend, this weekend of weekends, this nightmare of nightmares.
Yeah. Also, see you next week, whatever.
You or Jayla? Yeah,
yeah,
Neo.
Yeah, they wanna know.
Hey.
Neo.
Hey.
Neo.
Come on, come on.
Hey. I want to be famous.
I thought you were about to say Felicia Rashad, and I was like, excuse me? Felicia Rashad plays Wii U? I play Mario Kart Felicia Rashad.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Thanks for being such a dedicated listener to Who Weekly. If you want to be an even better listener, why don't you rate and review us on iTunes? Every rate... Oh, God. That was pretty good up until I fucked up.
Before he lost it, he was saying, if you rate and review us on iTunes, it means a lot in helping other people find out about Who Weekly and become listeners just like yourself. Another amazing thing you could do on top of rate and reviewing is just literally tell a friend.
Phone a friend. Text a friend.
Tweet at them. Snapchat them. Anything you can do would be much appreciated. Thank you so much.
I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago.
Oh,
and
God,
I got complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented. And I was like, well, they're Spawn, number one. But two, I really do love them. Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers, too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I won't name. But
this,
if you love
Texas,
this album, you're going to, this ain't Texas, you're going to want your Tecovas, you know? This ain't Texas. These Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort, so you don't have to, like, break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience. It's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.